Warming up. 1. Listen to the adapted talk between Su Yi Ming and a journalist, and then fill in the blanks. Try to find out the key points while listening.
You just made history last week, becoming the first rider from China to ever win a big air competition. What's remarkable is that you're only 17 years old, and you've been training with the Chinese national team for the last 3 years. I'd like you to share with everybody a little bit of insights into your athletic training and what it takes to be an Olympic winner, an Olympian, you know, like yourself. I mean, I'm sure you're having a lot of time on the snowboard, you know. Obviously, training on the mountains, but probably a lot of time in the gym. Take us through, you know, what it takes to be an Olympian.
To win the World Cup last week, it feels really incredible for me. It feels like a dream comes true. But actually, this is my first time making it to final at the World Cup, and then so happy I can win. Still, I cannot believe it until right now. I started riding when I was 4 years old because my parents all like snowboarding. When I was younger, nobody took care of me, so they took me to the mountain, and I started riding snowboard. Even for the first time, I already fell in love with this sport, so I wanted to do more and more. I started hitting the jumps from the really small jump and the rails. And until I think 14 or 15, I decided to be a pro snowboarder and had a dream for the Olympic Games. Then I started training a lot, spending about 320 days every year focusing on snowboarding. And I met my coach. Then we started training together. We are kind of like hard workers. I was always the first person going up to the mountain and training until the sun came down. It lasted about 2 years. I learned a lot every day trying to learn new tricks. Once you focus on what you do, you finally get this trick. That feeling is just incredible. I never feel that in other sports. I think that's why I like snowboarding so much. Then, I started doing some small competitions, trying to get points for a World Cup. Finally, I had a chance to be on a World Cup. It feels really good, and I also spend a lot of time in gyms, because, you know, we are hitting the big jumps. Once you land, there is a lot of pressure for your body, so you got to make stronger, and you got to hold the power. The clean landing is really important for us. I want to make sure I have enough power and have the clean landing and then get good points. That's why I train in gym and on the mountain back and forth.